Number seven, Harrit, but he's dispossessed by Curtis Jones, who plays it to Dodd. Dodd is back to Doyle, and Doyle spreads it out right-hand side for Aaron Morris. Under a bit of pressure from Johnson, but does well, shrugs him off. And now he gets the ball back, takes it into the area. Good work from Morris. And it surely has to be a penalty.
It is.
It is. An excellent thrusting run there from Morris. Very difficult to deal with when a player's coming at your pace. And
the atmosphere cranks up another notch, James.
Well, Ennis missed a penalty 7 days ago. That was redeemed by a goal later on by Cockerline. As Brad Wade steps forward, a little bit of gamesmanship, no doubt, from him.
Yep, Ennis to take again.
Well, FC United really could do with this finding the back of the net. Very interesting challenge for Ennis. He's the best player of a dead ball at FC United. Can he give FC a 1-0 lead here? And he comes, and he does!
There is it.
And FC United into the lead!
Ennis with the penalty, low to the keeper's right.
And Wade had gone the wrong way there, but the penalty quite clear there as Morris went through there, brought down. Great run from Morris. And then the penalty executed perfectly here by Charlie Ennis. No nerves, having missed one 7 days ago, and no chance for Brad Wade. It's FC United 1, Guiseley 0.
Just coming up to 10 minutes. And, well, the conditions just deteriorate and deteriorate. Just when you think it can't get any worse.
Nicholson wins a throw for Guiseley, halfway inside FC territory. Left-hand side as Guiseley go forward here.
Wafool is certainly getting the worst of the weather, isn't he, with these slips. And, well, that's three or four now.
Yep. Need a special heavy-duty studs on a day like this, but Jones battling away. Griffiths plays it back, but the water held it up, and it's a goal, and that was so likely to happen. Griffiths there, if you're gonna pass it, you've got to really pass it with very definitely with a heavy touch. And Griffiths there trying to pass it back. In normal conditions that would have been fine, but Wafulu straight onto it, it held up in the water, and it's 1-1 into the final 2 minutes. Mark Howarth on his own half, on the halfway line in the centre circle. Jones has got to get rid of this one, does so, but again it will be Guiseley that mop up. Gillam going backwards, but now on the turn, keeps the possession nicely, plays it back to Nicholson. Nicholson square ball, Ben Sharif. Fowler and Griffiths trying to pressurise him. Good turn there on the right hand side from Cowan, but FC have the ball back now. Potts, now it's Linney into Fowler. Now Fowler 30 yards out, Fowler, nice ball, Finlay Sinclair Smith into the box. Sinclair Smith shoots,
it's yes!
It's yes! Taken a deflection, and FC United take a 2-1 lead here just as 89 minutes are out. It's an unfortunate deflection for Guiseley, but Sinclair Smith there, the ball came across, and Sinclair Smith hung on to the ball. He took his time, he took the shot, and it's deflected off a Guiseley defender. And in the final minute of this contest, FC United have a 2-1 lead. And what am I talking about? Sinclair Smith might not be suitable for these conditions.
Well, neither of us have been perfect today on many levels, but I'll be honest, I didn't see that coming in the second half, the way it was panning out. I honestly didn't. All credit to FC United and Smith there.
But FC have still got plenty of defending to do here. Yeah. They'll be
stay focused.
I would have think there'll be 4 or 5 minutes of added time.